Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations tonight. It is a pleasure to welcome back to our studios the famous and talented Natalie Zhu is here from the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. Welcome back, Natalie.
Hi, Mike. Thank you so much for having me.
It's nice to have you back again. We've done this a few times. I don't know if it's three or four, but over the years.
Wow, it has been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
The last time I was here was probably around 6 or 7 years ago.
And something happened that caused you to have a little brief respite as far as coming here. You have a daughter that's now must be what, 7 or 8?
8 and a half.
Eight and a half.
See, she has been keeping me very busy. That's one of the reasons I couldn't really travel that much, throughout the year.
Now she's driving and engaged, and so it's not a problem anymore.
She has more activities.
More activities,
every day,
all right. Also here, sitting in the background, is Charlotte Tulin. Welcome, Charlotte.
Thank you.
Nice to have you with us. Charlotte is involved with the administrative stuff that goes on at the festival, so we'll be relying on her for dates and times and things like that and how to get tickets. But basically, the festival starts on July 25th, and Natalie, it's getting close, just a few weeks away.
And yes, we're very excited because this year is our 30th anniversary. It's a huge year for us, for the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. And everybody has been working really hard toward this summer. Mm-hmm. And we actually have more than, closely to 40 artists,
wow,
including local artists here from URI and from Providence, from everywhere, basically. We're trying to get musicians to be involved, and we want the whole community to celebrate this wonderful anniversary.
Excellent. Let's just back up a little bit. Since you haven't been here in a while, let's talk about you personally a little bit, your background as far as starting. When did you start playing music?
I started when I was 6 and a half.
So about 10 years ago. Yeah. 6 and a half. Playing what instrument?
Piano. Only piano.
I've never tried
any other instrument. I guess I wasn't talented other than piano.
I don't think that's the case. I think it's, from what I've heard, very talented. But you've been playing the piano all of your life. Went to school where?
I went to Shanghai Conservatory when I was, I think, around about 9 years old in China.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was...
And that's a good thing because you're Chinese. So that's why you were in China.
I was born in Beijing, China.
Okay.
And my family moved here in America when I was 11.
Mm-hmm.
And then by age of 15, I went to Philadelphia, the prestigious Curtis Institute of Music. And then after that, I went to Yale University to get my master's degree.
Okay, so
it has been a long journey for me.
And you're a whiff and poof. You may not know that, but yeah. Do you know what the whiff and poofs are? No, huh?
Not really.
Say any graduate from Yale. That's all right. You'll figure it out. Someone, I'm sure, at the festival is going to come up to you and say, you don't know what the whiff and poofs are? So we'll leave it a secret. But Charlotte, let's get the dates of the actual events and where they're going to be.
So this summer, our festival will run from July 25th through August 5th, and these 6 concerts will be at the URI Fine Arts Center Concert Hall, and we will also have a piano recital on Saturday, July 28th at the Lutheran Church of the Good Shepherd.
Okay, that's great. We'll refer back to some of that in a little while, and we'll give you phone number and website address and things like that. But let's get to a piece of music. And Natalie, you've selected several pieces to play today. Tell us about this first Bach piece that you'd like to play.
This is one of my favorite Bach violin concerto, and is one of the most exuberant, most joyous concerto ever. And I just thought it's a wonderful piece to, you know, include in our final concert on August 5th. And the first movement is just take your breath away.
All right, let's give it a listen.
Thank you.
Natalie, I just want to mention what we were just listening to was what?
That was a Bach Violin Concerto in E major, BWV 1042.
Okay, and we have time for one more piece before we take our first commercial break. What is that going to be?
That will be the same concerto, but the one you're going to hear, it will be the third movement of this E major Violin Concerto.
Excellent.
By Bach.
We'll listen to that, then take a short break, and we'll be back with more. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with representatives of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival, which is going to be starting in just a few weeks. Charlotte, I'm going to ask you once again for the dates and the place so people can make note. When is it going to start?
The festival will start on Wednesday, July 25th, and run through August 5th, and the concerts will be at the URI Fine Arts Center Concert Hall. In addition, we will have a piano recital on July 28th at the Lutheran Church of the Good Shepherd.
Excellent. And if people are interested in tickets, there's a website they can go to, right?
Yes. KingstonChamberMusic.org is the easiest way to buy tickets.
All right. And Natalie, before we listen to those commercials just a few moments ago, we want to talk about who's going to be playing those pieces we listened to in the first segment.
Well, we are super honored to have Hilary Hahn, the famed violinist, who's coming to join us for the very last concert. And not only she's going to play the E major violin concerto. She will also play a double violin concerto in D minor with one of her colleagues who, you know, studied with the same teacher as Hillary's back at Curtis Institute of Music many, many years ago. So it will be a great treat for all of us. And one more thing, you probably are wondering why we have concertos in the air, and we're promoting the concerto in the air for the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. Is that because this year is a first time for the festival to have a full chamber orchestra on stage with a conductor. And the conductor is Kensho Watanabe, who's the assistant conductor of the Philadelphia Orchestra. So we are extremely honored to have all of them to join us to celebrate.
That's going to be a huge event. That's great. All right. Let's get to the next piece of music that we talked about. And this is going to be a Schumann piece, right?
Yes. Well, I have played it many, many times.
Many times.
Yes. It's one of the standard piano chamber music out there. And Schumann composed this quintet during the height of his chamber music writing. And in a way, it's almost like symphonic form or texture for all five players. Almost feel like two combined forces going on when they play together, because the strings are so full, and compared to the piano, and the sound, it just super exuberant and full of fire, and it's one of the most programmed piano quintet out there these days.
Thank you.
Natalie, while that was playing, you mentioned to me that there's some interesting people playing on that last piece, and some fans of your festival might be fans of another festival too, right?
That's right. And what you just heard was performed by the Budapest String Quartet and with the famous Rudolf Serkin on piano. All of them or belong to the Marlboro Music Festival, and which we, most of my festival artists went there together. I feel there's a strong connection between the older generation and the younger generation. We feel like we're taking what they have taught us to now.
Right.
I'm sort of, you know, try to extend the music to the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful connection and wonderful feeling to work with, you know, your colleagues who grow up with you. And talking about Marlboro Summer, and those are the summers that was so unforgettable to me, because we learned so much with those great musicians, a master in chamber music playing. And the thing is, if you listen to the recordings you just heard, you can feel, even though they're playing chamber music, but you still can hear their individuality, their characters, their different kind of interpretation. But they combine so well because their love of music, their love, and basically they believe what they want to bring.
Right.
And that is something very rare. And I just feel very fortunate that I have colleagues that, you know, we could deliver something very special to the Kingston audience here.
Excellent. All right, let's get to the next piece before we take our next break.
So next piece you're going to hear is Tchaikovsky's Souvenir de Florence for string sextet. So two violin, two viola, and two cellos. This recording was made back in 2010, played by Kingston artists. I think this is a piece that David Kim used to love. He programmed so often in the past years, I think it would be so great to bring it back for this summer.
Right. And he was the director before you, correct?
Yes, he was the founder of this
right.
wonderful festival. And yeah, what he left for us is really unbelievable, and it's so easy for the next artistic director to take on. So talk about this piece. We have the third movement of this string sextet. It's based on the Russian folk music, and this movement particularly is light and is very very happy and very how should I say, is something that you don't encounter very often. It has so much ease, so much love and happiness in this movement.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're having a very pleasant evening listening to Natalie tell us about music that'll be played at the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. And Charlotte, I'm going to go back to you at this point and ask about dates and times and places and websites and phone numbers and email addresses and how they can send carrier pigeons. However they want to get the information, they can get from you. So take it away.
Our festival will be happening from July 25th to August 5th at the URI Fine Arts Center Concert Hall. In addition, we'll be having a piano recital on Saturday, July 28th at the Lutheran Church of the Good Shepherd. For tickets, the easiest way to buy tickets is on our website, kingstonchambermusic.org. You can also buy tickets by phone at 401-308-3614, or you can visit our seasonal box office, which is open until August 3rd, Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the URI Fine Arts Center Concert Hall.
Excellent. Thank you, Charlotte, for that information, and thank you for being here. Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming along with Natalie and helping out with details and so forth. And Natalie, I want to thank you for coming in. I know it's an extra effort to get here and your very busy schedule, so our WCRI listeners appreciate your time and your talents and the festival itself being put on. So we're very happy at WCRI to be a small part of getting this thing off the ground, and thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you. It's really my pleasure to be here again.
All right. We have one more piece of music that we're going to go out with, and tell us about this.
This will be the second movement of the Bach Concerto for Two Violins in D minor. And this concerto is very contrabando among the other Bach concertos. And this movement in particular has a lot of canon between the two violinists and also against the background of the chamber orchestra playing. So it's very simple, but also very complex in the texture in the construction of the piece. And this is also will be played by violinist Hilary Hahn and her colleague Julia Kahn, the first associate concertmaster of the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Wow. Got a long title, but you got it all out. Thanks again, Natalie. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.